Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to A Fine Time for Healing, a sanctuary for your emotional well-being. Your host is Randy Fine, author of the memoir Finally, and the inspirational self-help book Awaken from Life. Randy.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to listen to A Fine Time for Healing. I am your talk radio show host, Randy Fine. You know, I may sound energetic on this show, but for most of my life, I have suffered from chronic fatigue. When my condition started 38 years ago, traditional Western medicine did not know how to address the issue. Every doctor I went to made it worse. They all told me that there was nothing wrong with me and that I was depressed. And then they gave me Valium, the only thing they had in those days. Given my childhood background, the diagnosis of depression may have been true to an extent, but there was much more going on. Out of frustration with the lack of answers and the help for my problem, my journey into holistic and natural medicine and alternative therapies began. But back then, the alternative medical movement was just beginning to take wings. For many years, I tried everything, but I found little success. I became a vegetarian. I consulted everyone from licensed practitioners to self-professed healing gurus. Once I found acupuncture and Chinese medicine, though, everything changed for me. And to this day, I get maintenance acupuncture every single week, and I take Chinese medicine formulas daily. They sustain me very well, and they keep me on a pretty even keel. But I do teeter on a very fine balance. Along the way, I discovered that I have weak adrenals that are easily stressed out. And by stress, I mean good and bad. Getting excited over good things has the same effect on me as does stressful situations. I get very tired and do not bounce back from it easily. I am not a very resilient person, so that makes it difficult for me to travel and to do things like this. Some of you may be familiar with what the adrenal glands do, and some of you may not, though we are all affected by them. And that is why the show I'm doing today is so important. I can't wait to hear what my guest today has to say. We are very fortunate to have with us today Dr. Holly Lucille, an expert in adrenal health. She is a licensed naturopathic physician, educator, natural products consultant, and television and radio show host of Mindful Medicine, the Dr. Holly Lucille Show on Radio MD. Dr. Holly, an acclaimed expert in the field of integrative medicine, served on the American Association of Naturopathic Physicians Board of Directors and was listed in Time Magazine's ALT list as one of the top 100 most influential people. She's also the author of several books, including Creating and Maintaining Balance, A Woman's Guide to Safe Natural Hormone Health. And you may have seen her on her many media appearances on Dr. Oz, The Doctors, Lifetime Television for Women, PBS's Healing Quest, the Hallmark Channel, and Discovery Fit and Health Channel. Dr. Holly is someone with a heartfelt passion for the individual wellness of all people, and today we are very fortunate she is here to share that passion with us. So let me bring her on. Let me introduce you so you can meet her and hear what she has to say. Good morning, Dr. Holly. How are you?
Good morning, Randy. I'm great. Thank you.
Well, I want to thank you so much for being my guest today.
Oh, it is my pleasure. I really appreciate the opportunity. And, you know, it's a pretty fascinating subject because I think a lot of folks are going through similar things that you mentioned that you are. So I think it's important that we help as much as possible.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So why don't we start by, why don't you tell us what the adrenal glands are, what they do, and how, you know, how they function?
Yeah, so really important topic, and it's kind of amazing to me because, you know, as a naturopathic doctor, and I went to accredited school, 4-year, full year round, did clinical rotations, 2 back-to-back residencies, the whole thing, and I, you know, as with that education, I'm supposed to know, you know, what the adrenals do and what they are, and but I got to tell you, I'm so amazed because I think it's such a modern day issue. There are so many people that have, never thought that they would be understanding cortisol and adrenals because it's so popular. It's such an emerging kind of pervasive issue we're having in our modern day. But let's think about this thoroughly. The adrenal glands are part of your endocrine system or your hormone system. Actually, the endocrine system is made up of glands, if you think about it. And glands, of course, they produce hormones, and hormones, they deliver messages. Now, these adrenal glands, these are two little, they're kind of kidney-shaped, okay, about the size of a little kidney bean, actually, that sits on the top poles of your kidneys. And they are responsible for producing many of the hormones that keep us healthy, both physically and mentally. And what we know them most for is that is the gland that is going to respond quickly to stressors. And like you said, these days, the stressors are many. They can be, you know, we call it eustress, meaning moving. You know, it might be to a bigger house or a better place, but that's a stress, right? It could be a new relationship. Hey, that's great, but still, depending on the state of your overall health, could be seen as a stressor. But that those adrenal glands are really responsible for that first-line defense in activating our fight or flight to help us moderate our stress.
Okay. So you're saying that that it's really important that they are a problem for many, many people. Something that is kind of new in the last maybe 30 years, or is this, do you think it always existed and that we just were not aware that it
No,
existed?
Not at all. I think that it has to do with the relationship that we have with stress. And in our modern day, we have compounded multiple stressors, and this is where we're getting into trouble. When we had a much more natural relationship with stress, let's say, every so often, every other week perhaps, a polar bear we'd see. Well, we'd have to decide, are we going to stay there and fight, or are we going to get the heck out of there? Flight, right? Or the locusts were coming, and we're going to have to protect our crops. Pregnancy back in the day was actually just seen as a stressor. These days, there are, first of all, I say passive stressors, so our environment, electromagnetic fields, the artificial light, the chemically dependent societies that we live in, those are stressors. But we also have financial issues and relationship issues. And, I mean, here in Los Angeles where I live, people are in traffic and they're, having deadlines and they're working 16-hour days and then nourishing themselves with coffee and Krispy Kreme. So it's these stressors that start to pile up. Then that's why we're seeing the adrenal glands. I don't think that they were really meant, Randy, to have that amount of work. And so that's why the exhaustion is there or the dysregulation. It's just too much.
Okay. Do you think that having emotional issues, specifically childhood issues, childhood abuse, things like that, can predispose you to that type of, of adrenal weakness?
Well, sure. I think that it's a stressor. I think, if we look at what you're saying kind of in a general state, it could be post-traumatic, okay, stress, and that a lot of times that leads people to be very hypervigilant, to have certain trust issues, and to live, you know, sort of a cat on a hot tin roof, if you will. And so I think that certainly that would contribute to adrenal dysregulation, adrenal fatigue throughout a person's life. If that was, that's a big core issue. So absolutely. And, you know, to my point, I would say when we look at somebody overall that ends up, you know, and there's a lot of terms out there. I think I should probably just define as adrenal dysregulation, I say, because it's really dysregulated. We can't snap back into this healthy, vital, adrenally strong person. There's a dysregulation that needs to be supported and helped. Adrenal fatigue, adrenal exhaustion, those are more laypeople terms. And I understand, and they adrenal burnout, you see that, and you see folks talking about that on blogs and in, but as far as the literature is concerned, you'll see this dysregulation throughout the entire endocrine system, because Deepak Chopra, I think, says it best. You touch one strand and the whole web trembles. So it's a very sophisticated, interconnected hormone system that we have. And when the adrenals get dysregulated, we start to see imbalances elsewhere. But there, in my opinion, when I see folks today with this condition, I hear stories like yours, I think it's multifactorial in nature. There's many different things that contribute to this overall presenting place, all right? And it's important as practitioners working in partnership with their patients to actually just find out, like, hey, what are those? So we can truly identify and treat the causes.
Okay. Does that mean that the external causes are what you treat, or I guess it's dietary, exercise, I guess it's a multifaceted approach to healing the adrenals?
To heal?
Either to heal them or to maintain them.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I mean, I think that it's a great point, because as I see this being a multifactorial cause, the cure is the same. I think that there are so many things out there. Diet is definitely one of them, you know. Then also targeted nutrients, and we can talk more about that, is another one of them. Your lifestyle, so getting more into, because when you're kind of in that adrenal overload, you're fight or flight all the time. That sympathetic nervous system is firing. So I work hard and help people try to get over to that parasympathetic place. That's where you rest and relax and repair. So lifestyle, dietary modifications, and certainly targeted nutritional supplements are extremely important.
Right, right. That's great. I had mentioned to you when we talked a little bit before the show started that I think that my issue is genetically predisposed, because I have a sister that has the same exact issue. What do you think about the genetic component of, I don't know the exact terminology, but to say
sure.
A weak adrenal, weaker than normal, maybe. Normal is a relative word, but weaker than the average or the way it's supposed to function. What do you think about that?
You know, I think that genetics is definitely, you know, it's something to think about. I think this is, I'm going to just put a disclaimer here. I can't figure out a better analogy, because I really don't like this one because of the word in it, but I'm going to try to put it out there so you can see. In my opinion, and I see this a lot with genetics, sort of your genetics can load the gun, all right? And this is the analogy that I'm not a big fan of, but it does allow us to understand what I'm talking about, hopefully.
Right.
And it's your lifestyle and the environmental influences in it that can pull the trigger. You know what I'm saying? Because it's true that we cannot change our DNA, but through nutrition, through epigenetics, that we can change the phenotypic expression of it, meaning how those genes actually express themselves. So it's not that we have to sort of just succumb to our genetic profile for the most part. And so I think that it's an important topic, an important subsection of this topic to really talk about. You know, I mean, you say your sister, but also I think also is it nature versus nurture? Did you come from that same household? What was going on back then?
Yes.
And that could have something to do with it as well.
Right, exactly. There's three of us, three sisters. Two of us have the adrenal issue, one does not. It just could just be the way we processed the emotional situation that we were in as children. That's, you know,
right.
There's a lot of factors.
Yeah,
that,
yeah, that's the thing.
As to how we come out in the end. So you said before something about not necessarily healing them, but maintaining them or keeping them strong. So is it an issue of healing or is it an issue of maintenance, basically?
I think, you know, I absolutely think it's an issue of healing. And when I look at somebody with adrenal fatigue or exhaustion, this is how, and I think with you, because you said, Randy, that you sort of have a very fine kind of balance. Like it doesn't take a lot, right? So the analogy that I have used is when somebody gets into this place of chronic fatigue or this adrenal burnout where, let's think about some of the symptoms that are really, so excessive fatigue. You have an increase in PMS symptoms if you're a woman. Sort of this mental sort of depression or fogginess, inability to concentrate, sometimes craving for sweets. Your allergies are worse. You're immunocompromised or you get sick easier. You've got pain maybe, poor memory, heart palpitations. I could go on and on, right? But these are some of the things that I see. So what I tend to do is look at it like a bank account. And if somebody presents to me like this, I'm like, okay, you're definitely in debt, all right, with your health. Now, there are different levels of debt. So if you think about zero balance in your bank account being, you know, a horizontal line, and then you think about having a healthy, wealthy bank account being wealthy, okay, being well and healthy, and then there, you know, what we want to do, and I've seen this over and over again, is not just get somebody to that zero balance, because as you said, it doesn't take a lot and boom, right back to being in debt again. We want to build up, we want to heal, and then we really want to sustain. So there is vigor and strength. And so what I say is that you can afford the withdrawals. You can actually, you know, work with your health in a way that you can afford the unexpected stressor that pops in your day, whereas before your stress intolerance was so high that would have just put you over the edge and back into debt, and you could feel it all in your body and you could feel it all in the way that you were processing things.
Right. So how do we get through that? How do we change that? What do we do? What would I
do? Yeah, so, I mean, you know, let's talk about diet. I think what's really important, is you've got to keep your blood sugar stable. That's one of the things that if you look at any of the top researchers on this, Dr. Teitelbaum, Terry Lemeron from Terry Talks Nutrition, they'll talk about having your blood sugar stable. And it's important because when you're not eating, it's a stress response on your body. Even though your body's trying to take care of you and you probably are not going to pass out or die, but you get very hypoglycemic very quickly. So one of the ways that you can heal is make sure that you're eating smaller meals, protein with each meal frequently throughout the day. Very, very important. Probably the hardest thing for my folks to do, but really important. Dr. Teitelbaum actually, and I as well, I get my adrenally insufficient folks to drink about a gallon of water a day. Extremely important. And also eating more salt, okay? Eating more salt is extremely important. Half teaspoon of salt, Celtic sea salt, Himalayan crystal salt throughout the day are some great things. There are other nutrients that are so important. For example, vitamin C. Vitamin C, the body's highest level of vitamin C are found in the adrenal glands and the brain, okay?
Really?
And it's a very, very important nutrient. I know vitamin C, not that sexy, right? But boy, oh boy, I ask people to get probably around 1,000 milligrams three times a day. That is a starting place for me. And, of course, everybody's different. And on a show like this, I can just be general. There's also combination formulas that I love. Terry naturally has one called Adrenal Plex, but it's got all of these. So it's got an adrenal glandular in it. All right, so it's very supportive for the adrenal tissue to heal. It's got then adrenal nutrients that are so important and often depleted, pantothenic acid. It's got the vitamin B6 and vitamin C in it. And then really supportive herbs like licorice root, L-tyrosine, not an herb, but it also is an ingredient there, Romania extract. And then some hormonal support in there as well. One of the things that's most important when and I've seen this in my patients in testing, is the body is always trying to take care of you. And believe it or not, you have a compensating mechanism. If you need more cortisol, and that's that main hormone from the adrenal glands, progesterone, that's a sex steroid hormone, has the ability to be converted to it, a stress hormone, if needed. And so that's why PMS symptoms go up. That's why I often see an increase in infertility, because we're sort of in this fight or flight kind of survival mode instead of a thriving mode. So it's got some hormonal support in there as well.
Very good. I've heard of some of those things, but the vitamin C really surprises me, and I'm going to add it to my daily regimen of many other things.
I love it. And, you know, it's easy. And once again, with that, I know this is probably a common point, but vitamin C is water soluble. And that's why I ask people to take it in divided doses, because, of course, if you just swallow 3,000 milligrams at once, your receptor sites are going to get filled up, and you'll actually sort of just pee the rest of that out, right? And so we want to make sure that you get the benefits of the proper dosing of all of that great nutrient, and so take it throughout the day.
Okay, that sounds really, really good. How quickly do people respond when they come to you completely fatigued and you put them on this regimen? How quickly do they respond?
Well, I have to say it takes time. You know, and I often try to do the education that it probably took you a long time, maybe a lifetime, to actually end up, you know, where we're at. And it's just going to take some time to unravel. And I'm also, you know, really, I'm asking a lot of them. You know, these targeted nutrients are there. For me, it's the easy part, right? I mean, you can get Adrenoplex, you know, anywhere. You can have it. It's, like I said, it's not a bunch of standalone, so it's really easy. It's all right there, just one twice a day. That's the easy part. When you're asking people who are not feeling well to make these lifestyle changes where you do a little bit of extra breathing, where you get into a place where you can unburden and, you know, sort of, even if it's just for 5 minutes a day, where you try to break this cycle, because it does become a very, very, very vicious cycle. It's a lot. It really is a lot when you're asking people to make dietary changes. So a lot of support, anything that I can do to get somebody to adhere. And, you know, there's a difference, Randy, between, like, compliance and adherence. So compliance is like, yeah, you know, I'll do what Dr. Holly said. Adherence is a faithful attachment to something. So it's like, how can somebody really just get into it to win it, believe that they can heal, take time, and allow this process to happen?
Meditation, I would imagine, is a very important aspect of keeping the stress levels down. Do you recommend that?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. If you can calm your brain, calm your breathing, get into that place where, like I said, I think you stop the cycle, it's just one of the most important things.
Right. I try to do that daily, but I know when I really get in a bad way, as soon as I meditate, I just reset the whole clock right back to neutral. It's really, really a great way to deal with it. By recommending Adrenoplex, I actually take a Chinese formula also called Adrenoplex that just changes things for me. It's just wonderful.
Oh, great.
Is that something you recommend everyone take to support their stress?
Well, you know, I think that everybody is different, and I would recommend somebody perhaps going to see a practitioner. Like, you've gone to see Chinese practitioners. I think that's extremely important. You know, and to get individualized care, you know what I'm saying? Right. The Adrenoplex is there, like I said, the reason I like it, and there's many other out there as well, but it's that combination synergistic ingredient. So you don't have to take a lot of a lot of standalones, and there's many different things going on to support this complex process. So one of the also things is adaptogens. You know, there are great adaptogenic herbs, and this, I call these fuse lengtheners. So this is like, let's say, there you are, and you know that you've got your radio show to do, and then you know that, hey, this is happening, and you realize that your week is just about to kind of be at full capacity for you, right?
Right.
There's wonderful herbs. Ashwagandha is one of them. Rhodiola is another one, where I call them fuse lengtheners. You can actually sort of helps, clear your mind. Actually, there's some research that increases energy a bit, but it helps you adapt to the stressors that you know that you are going to be under. So I use adaptogens almost for everybody across the board because I feel like they at least allow the situation to stay stable and not have it get worse in times when we know there's going to be stress.
Great recommendation. I've heard of ashwagandha. What was the second one you said? Rhodiola?
Rhodiola. Oh, rhodiola is amazing. It's such a great plant. It's from the
rhodiola.
Rhodiola, yes.
And they both are. So you said they're both adaptogens. Okay, so
yeah, they're both adaptogens.
When we know,
yep.
That, right? Like for instance, my daughter's. I have a wedding coming up, and it's very exciting, but it's going to kill me.
Yeah. See, you have that youth stress, meaning hey, it's good stress, but. Yes, oh yes. It's
right.
Going to be
interesting. My acupuncturist, she like, you know, she says, we've really got to build you up before this because it'll take me a solid month after something like this to recoup and get back to normal, get back to my balance.
Yeah.
How did
I think,
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I think in those cases, you know, when you have an awareness to yourself and your personal, you know, situation, that prevention is the cure, right? I mean, prevention is the cure.
Right, right. How did you, what made you interested in this? Obviously, when you went to school to become a naturopathic doctor, you learned many, many things. Why did this just jump out at you?
Well, I think that what happens is you start seeing trends in your clinical practice, and that's what happened to me certainly. And then as a naturopathic doctor, one of our biggest tenets is to identify and treat the cause. So, you know, I would have people present with all of these diverse symptoms, and unlike conventional Western, you know, reductionistic medicine, instead of here, take this for your fatigue, here, take this for your insomnia, here, take this for your, you know, mental weariness, it was more like, hey, what's going on? And then when you realized the stress that people were under and perhaps maybe even the stress of having a poor diet, actually, then we knew that there was an underlying hormonal imbalance, and then perhaps the anchor was actually that adrenal dysregulation, overly worked adrenals. And so it just started to be one of those things that you could start seeing really common, because instead of just taking all of those individual symptoms and addressing them, it's more like let's get behind this. Like, what is going on? Let's tell the story of this. And so over and over and over again, when you start supporting somebody's adrenals and really get that lifestyle back into check, all of these diverse symptoms that are so uncomfortable for folks, they start to abate. And that's really where the sweet spot is. People start to heal.
That's really so great. And it's something that everyone really relates to everyone. How does exercise fit in to keeping our adrenals strong?
Well, it's an interesting, I think, paradoxical question, because it all depends on who you are and where you're at. There are times when people are, in my opinion, so in the hole, let's say so in debt, that I don't want their heart rate above 90. I want this tissue to relax, to heal, to repair. And then we just, you know, as soon as we get some ground under their feet, then we can actually start adding in exercise. Because, of course, exercise across the board is very, very healthy and for many different things, especially, you know, fatigue and insomnia and stuff like that. But there's a point in time when people get so behind the eight ball that it's actually a stressor. It is oxidative stressors, and then, you know, that just, it contributes to it. So it's a delicate balance. I have to sort of suss it out. We talk about it. I actually have people start doing more yogic-type stretches, more sort of kind of just that slow, calming exercise, and then we can move back into their vigorous exercise if that's what they choose.
Well, I'm so glad to hear you say that, because we hear about exercise, exercise, exercise for everything. I happen to be someone who cannot always exercise.
Yeah.
Sometimes, and with fibromyalgia on top of it, exercise can exacerbate the pain. It can make things worse. My muscles don't really like to be stressed. So I can walk, and that's what I do. I walk. And for me, that's probably the best exercise. Every time I try to get a little vigorous with it, it's not so great for me. But I think we have to keep moving, and I know, like, when I'm feeling foggy or whatever, just going out for a walk can really help to adjust that. What about our food system and things like GMOs? And we're not really getting the nutrition out of the food that we should be getting.
Well, you know, it's interesting. You know, whenever I look at the word diet, I remember its meaning. And if you look it up in the dictionary, it means habitual nourishment. And I always think about, like, how is a habit, are people nourishing themselves? And certainly in our modern-day world and conventional farming practices, there are nutrient deficiencies. Sometimes, you know, we have a compromised food chain, compromised soil, or compromised choices, and definitely, it's a huge contributing factor to this condition and many, many others. I mean, it's just amazing. I always, you know, food and diet can be causative and it can be curative. You've just got to look at it that way.
Right. The more, you know, I've started doing a lot more organic. I used to think, oh, what a waste of money. And then I started reading about the difference between organic and the basic vegetables, because I'm a vegan vegetarian. As my diet is so high in vegetables and fruits that I started to wonder, well, maybe they're not really doing what I think they should be doing. So
well,
I started going.
I think that's
such
a great point, because, you know, today in our big marketing machine world that we live in, you know, people start using words like gluten-free or GMO or non-GMO or organic all over the place, and it's, you know, sometimes you can get seduced and you're sick of being, you know, seducible, and you're like, forget about it, you know. It's like, that's probably just more expensive. But I got to tell you, you know, if it's true organic and it's got the seal and, you know, it's local and it's seasonal, it's really the best, because pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, those have been proven, and then it's in the literature everywhere, that they can contribute. They're endocrine disruptors, all right? They disrupt your endocrine system. So big part of playing a big part of this hormonal imbalance across the board.
Good point. Very good point. So there's so many. We are a complicated machine. The human body is a complicated machine. And, you know, it's interesting that you were saying, you know, years ago how things were so much simpler, but it was also really the food, and it was the lifestyle, it was the food, it was the environment, it was the water, it was all these things that were not as challenging. Does the adrenal system have anything to do with the prevalence of cancer? I mean, have you related that at all? I don't see where it could, you know, where it would, but you know, from your point of view.
Well, I think, you know, if you get run down, and I, you know, one of the things that sort of is part of this whole, you know, conglomerate that we're talking about is this immunocompromisation, and we get our immune system, we count on our immune system to fend off. Certainly cancer cells, we know that people are developing cancer cells every day, but they've got a healthy, vigorous immune system to squelch them, right? Our immune system sort of identifies things that aren't supposed to be there and just, like, takes care of it, whether it's a virus or a fungus or a bacteria. And so from a run-down perspective, you know, from an insufficient, dysregulated perspective, I am certainly not going to be bold enough to make a direct correlation, but I think that we could think about it, and a lot of times it could be definitely linked to somebody's story. Sure.
Right. Some cancer experts will say that a person, like you say, we have the cancer cells in us at all times. A major life stressor can kick it off. So
yeah,
that's, you know, as I'm talking, I'm realizing that that's where the correlation could be. So keeping our stressors low and the way our body deals with the stressors through our adrenal health could really be an important component to keeping ourselves or maybe helping to keep ourselves cancer-free, since we don't, you know, since it's such a complicated disorder.
Oh, sure. And across the board healthy. You know, I always remind people that your adrenal glands are kind of your built-in backup system for postmenopausal hormone production. And so if you want an elegant transition into menopause, we've got to really mind our adrenals as we move into that really lovely transition.
Aha. Very
Aha.
good point. Aha. Well, to you women out there that are listening who are postmenopausal, there you go.
That's right.
You don't have
and
to
we can talk
go
about,
necessarily
we'll come
have
back
to get
on
to
and
those
talk about that, yeah.
Right, right. Unfortunately, we don't have a whole lot of time to do that. We're 35 minutes into the hour, Holly. So what is it? Is there something else that you wanted to share that maybe we haven't covered?
You know, I think that you've covered a lot, actually, in this time. So I really appreciate it. And I think that as you have done, there is a lot of information out there, you know, and I think, though, somebody actually going to partner with a practitioner, whether it be a Chinese practitioner, as you said, or a naturopathic doctor, you can go to naturopathic.org to find a licensed naturopathic doctor in your area. There's great resources, but I think to really take your how you're feeling and really take it seriously. And if you know that you are burning the candle at both ends and you are medicating your sleep-wake cycle by too much caffeine throughout the day, trying to wind down by using alcohol or other sleep agents, that this is not sustainable and it's definitely going to get you into trouble. And so looking at that hypothalamus pituitary adrenal axis, we call it the brain into, you know, the anchor of that fight or flight, to help sustain your vigor and really keep vitality, really, is what we're looking for. I think it's really important. And it's been called the 21st century illness, you know. And so I think everybody, if you look around, we're pretty, it's pretty prevalent. So I just want people to take care of themselves, really take it seriously, because the slippery slope, if we stay in debt, it's just not fun.
No, it's not. A lot of people don't feel well. You're in private practice, right? Right, Holly? And
I am.
In L.A.?
One of my favorite parts of my job, yeah.
And can you tell my listeners where they could find you if they were interested in seeking you out?
Sure, yep. It's just drhollylucille.com, so drhollylucille.com. That website is it's up, but we've got a new one under construction, but you can definitely, there's a tab there that says for patients only, and you can check out how you can make an appointment or what my visits are all about, and go from there.
Okay. And do you do any kind of counseling outside of your office with, you know,
no,
Skype
well,
or anything like that?
Just, I'm sorry, say that again?
Oh, I was just saying, you know, for those who can't get to you because of logistics, anything through Skype or telephone or anything like that?
I have a little paragraph on my website that talks about that. What I try to do first is to see if we can't match somebody in the area. Like, I will help them find somebody. And if they're still in need and I'm the person, then we will work that out. My biggest thing with any long-distance relationship is just making sure it's in the patient's best interest, that they're working with a primary care doctor where we can run labs through and get data points that are needed if that's the case.
Right. And as far as taking supplements and things like that, because we read about so many different things that are out there and everybody's running to the store to buy this and to buy that, I found personally that I will only take it if it's recommended by somebody who knows me and knows my history. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I think that's important. You know, I think that there are really sophisticated formulas out there. And there's the other thing that I also think is important is the dosage. You know, there's and the quality and the, you know, and the component. You know, I mean, turmeric or curcumin is a great example of this. Very poorly absorbed by the body, it's very dose dependent. So you want to be able to understand the product that you're taking. Is it actually delivering a functional dose? And hopefully a good qualified practitioner is going to be able to guide you in that direction. Not only the particular type of product, but also the dose is extremely important.
That's really good to know.
Yeah.
People always say to me, you know, when I say that I, you know, I take a lot of things, oh, yeah, St. John's, where they... They start saying these common things that people, yeah, I've taken this. And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
The things that I take are for me and my situation. I do take curcumin, as a matter of fact, and I take the recommended amount, and I take the pure form, and it does help me with my fibromyalgia. So thank you for mentioning
that.
Yeah. We are running out of time, and I just want to tell you how grateful I am for having you come on my show. I want to thank you so much for sharing your knowledge, and I'm honored that you chose to be with us today.
Well, Randy, it's really my pleasure, and I appreciate the opportunity.
Okay. Well, thank you so much again, and I hope you have a wonderful day. And again, this is Dr. Holly Lucille, and her website is drhollylucille.com. drhollylucille.com. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Unfortunately, our time is up for today, but if you have any comments or questions about today's show or any other shows, please email me at loveyourlife@randygfine.com. I wanted to tell you that this Friday, September 11th, very, very important date, I will be taking your calls and answering your questions about narcissistic personality disorder abuse. I am a counselor that people pay to go to, but I will be giving free advice, so please take advantage, call in. If you can't call in, email me at loveyourlife@randygfine.com and pose your question to me, and I will answer it on the air. Please stop by my website also, randygfine.com, RANDIGFINE.com. Randy is always spelled with an I. Please visit my website, read my articles, watch my videos. There's everything that I do is basically on that website, and there's something for everybody. I talk about many, many different things, everything from spirituality, narcissistic personality disorder. I talk about family and raising children and pretty much everything that helps us with our life experience here on Earth. And if you enjoy listening to my shows, please become a show follower, and you will be notified of the programming that I have. Dr. Holly is a top-notch doctor, and I am so grateful to have her with us today. Fortunately, I do get some really, really amazing guests, and you don't want to miss out on the show, so please become a show follower, and you will be advised of those shows. All my shows are archived after broadcasting and can be listened to at your convenience on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, or through the show links on my website. And I also want to tell you there's a new Facebook page called Compassionate Support for Narcissistic Abuse Survivors with Randy Fine. So if you are one of those, please follow the page, like the page, and help me support you, and let's support other people who are going through this. I want to thank you very much for tuning in and listening to A Fine Time for Healing. This is talk radio show host and author Randy Fine signing off. Until next time, may joy and serenity always be yours. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening. You can find out more about Randy at her website, Randy G. Fine. RANDIGFINE.com. Join her next time for more of A Fine Time for Healing.
Hard not to hesitate, but we can't wait to be the change. Be the change. there's a better way.